Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 145 for Tuesday, November 15th. I'm Jade Marcus. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were 10 to 50 cents per ton stronger in early activity on Tuesday. The January contract was up 10 cents at $510 a ton, underpinned by U.S. soy markets. Chicago Board of Trade soybeans and soy oil advanced Tuesday morning, which propped up canola. The market has strong underlying support, which added to the gains. However, the Canadian dollar advanced against its U.S. counterpart in early activity, which capped canola's strength. Malaysian palm oil closed weaker overnight, which further limited the market's upside. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were mostly stronger, while corn and wheat gained. Soybeans were unchanged to 1 cent higher on Tuesday, with the January contract at $9.85 a bushel. Soybean prices were supported by weakness in the U.S. dollar in early activity. Ideas that export demand is strong further underpin the market. However, gains were limited by the mostly finished U.S. harvest and overnight losses in Malaysian palm oil. Corn prices were about 1 to 2 cents per bushel stronger in early activity, with the December contract at $3.38. Corn prices advanced Tuesday morning, underpinned by ideas that the market may be oversold. Weakness in the U.S. dollar and strength in the crude oil market also had a bullish effect on prices. Advances in crude oil increase the likelihood that processors will blend above mandated amounts of biofuel. Ideas that exports are slightly ahead of last year's pace added to the upside. However, the advancing U.S. harvest limited gains on Tuesday. For wheat, prices were 1 to 3 cents per bushel stronger, with the Chicago December contract at $3.97 a bushel. Wheat prices advanced Tuesday morning, supported by weakness in the U.S. dollar and investors' short covering. However, winter wheat crop conditions are slightly ahead of last year's pace, which limited upside. This year, about 59% of the crop is in good to excellent condition, compared with about 52% last year. About 94% of the country's crop has been seeded, and the emergence rate is at 84%. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, November 15th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.